T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley, and if you haven't been paying close attention, all hell has broken loose. So much so that later in the show, Al, you will hear Joe Pesci emulate something said yesterday by Joe Girardi. Absolutely everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. Yes. And we're about to get a hurricane.
Yeah.
what a weekend. And it began with such high hopes. Rhea, in a different parallel universe,
yes,
we would have had the Phillies play it all weekend, and then we would have had the beginnings of our winter teams coming back in the dead of summer. Dead of summer.
It was a beautiful
August
thing.
And we did get the winter teams,
yes,
and one of the games I found enjoyable. One of the games drove me mad.
Insane.
And I will get to it later in the hour. See, my original plan was to go jump right into the Sixers. I happen to have the former and far superior general manager of the team, Mr. Billy King, right here. And but Billy, I can't start with that now because the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles has a coronavirus.
Yes.
When you heard it, what's your gut reaction? You go, Doug Peterson's got it now? How?
That was my reaction. Like, how and where?
How and where? Al, he's right with me. I, on this show today, will do something irresponsible and ill-fated.
Tomorrow, too.
Yeah, and the rest of the week. I will attempt to contact trace Doug Peterson's coronavirus.
Okay.
Now, don't panic. Right now, I can tell you this. Asymptomatic. I think he's probably shocked he's positive, right, Al?
Yeah, probably.
But they tested him twice to make sure it wasn't a false negative.
Because
we had that
positive,
going on.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, Al. That was going on with the Phillies. I'll be honest with you, I don't even quite understand that.
I don't get it.
But anyway, they're doing all these things, and then it comes out the wrong. What is that? Are we 3 days and you got the wrong answer? I don't get it. Anyway, so Doug Peterson has a coronavirus. Here's the irony of this story. So, Rhea, if you got up yesterday, you have inquiry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice piece in there about Deuce Staley.
Yes.
And in fact, that he does not feel that he has been snubbed by the organization. Twice he did not get opportunities to move up the ranks. And therefore, he remains with the title assistant head coach, but he's really the running backs coach. By the end of the same day that story appeared,
he's now the head coach.
Deuce Staley now is the head coach. Al, all of the same day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't need it. It's fine. We'll be okay. I'm just happy I get a chance to do what I'm doing. Deuce, you run things. Now, not totally, because a lot of what's going on right now is virtual. And a lot of questions cropped up as soon as Doug Peterson got the virus. What is? Has he been around his players? Is that going on? And in phase one, much of what they do, not all of it, but much of what they do remains virtual. So a lot of what he's doing is still, you know, via Zoom, and he will continue to do that while he is physically capable of it for however long it is. Now, if he just tested positive, they've been testing him every day.
Yeah.
So, Al, this is the beginning of the 14 days. So I'd say minimum, no Doug for 2 weeks. Minimum. But it's a 6-week training camp, and Deuce has got the job, and Doug can still tell him what to do. It shouldn't be critical. It shouldn't in any way impede the success of the Eagles this year, if there is a year, you know, if they are able to actually get to this. But what's ironic about this is that Doug was very, very vocal last week about how safe everything was in the non-bubble atmosphere of the NFL right now. Listen to Doug.
I feel extremely safe. You know, obviously coming into it, there might have been some skepticism, you know, about the testing and the, you know, the screening that goes on. But it's very thorough. And, you know, when you're here, you know, when you get tested in the morning, you got a screening process that you have to go through to get into the building, wearing masks in the building, everywhere we go. I feel extremely safe. This is our bubble right here at NobiCare. And so, you know, I can't control everything. We can't control everything. There probably are going to be some things that come up down the road. But right now I feel extremely safe, and this is a great environment for our players to succeed in.
3 days later, he got the virus.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So even I do believe him when I'm saying that they have used every safeguard you could think of.
Yeah.
They're doing the masks.
Yeah.
They're doing them. They're probably doing the gloves.
Well, you can get it in the building, that's for sure.
All right. See, now, I wasn't even ready for that. One more thing, and then we'll start contact tracing. See, Al's already trying. Yeah. Bill, you see what he's doing there?
Yeah, he is.
See, now he's going to rip me in a minute for contact, but he already started.
Well,
would think it didn't come from the building,
yeah.
But I have a theory that it did.
Oh.
In a minute. First, I want you to hear one other thing he said, because he was very proud of the NFL plan that was in place. Listen to that.
I think there has to be a plan in place for any coach or any staff member that may miss, you know, either a couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks because of the virus. So those are all things that are running through my mind. Again, we're in a different environment, you know, and we all have to do our part to protect ourselves, protect our players and our families, and hopefully we minimize any setbacks.
Somebody didn't do that. Somebody didn't do everything he could to protect his team and his family. You know who that is, Al? You don't know who it is. Do you know I proposed this to Ava Graham and Rhea Hughes?
Right.
And both of them had the answer within a second and a half.
Oh.
And you don't have the answer.
I got C's in school.
Yeah, you know what? And I guarantee you only got the C's because you cheated. You probably would have had D's.
I didn't get D's. I got F's or C's. I did not get D's.
Yeah, your father didn't care for the D's, right?
Billy, let me try this with you. Billy.
Yeah.
Seems to me somebody in the past few days did test positive because they were incredibly reckless. Do you know who that is?
I know who tested positive. I don't know if he was reckless, but I know who tested positive.
Lane Johnson?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if this is reckless. All right. He went to the hot spot in America,
yes.
Texas, three weeks ago, and he held a summit with a large number of equally fat offensive linemen where he discussed with them his techniques and talents. They also had a happy hour, and they had a chicken wing eating contest where they were hanging over one another without masks. Do you think that sounds reckless at all to you?
Yeah, I would say that's reckless.
Okay, good. Maybe I just described it. I had to lead her as hard as I could.
Are you hurting right now?
So here comes my contact Tracy. And I'm not here to say without a doubt that Doug got it from Lane. What I'm saying is Lane did not do what Doug just described. Whether you want to pin it on some other cause, Lane did not do what the coach said he needed to do. You agree with that?
Right.
So he opened the door to this virus, integrating the Philadelphia Eagles, for what gain on his part? What does he get out of that other than snubbing his nose at the virus and maybe screwing this season up?
Nothing.
That's the amazing insanity of it.
Well, he got his advertising thing, whatever that is.
Yeah.
thing.
Rhea, why do that? Why and why would the Eagles let him do that?
Well, I don't think they have any say over what you do
in the
offseason.
Well, they need to have a say. If it's going to do this to your team, you deserve a say.
Oh, I 100% agree, but I don't think they're allowed by the CBA.
Well, they need to say screw you and go on strike or something. No, honestly, if I lose my coach in training camp because Lane Johnson is a reckless fool, I don't get to control him?
Not in the offseason. Trust me, there was a point guard to play for me.
There was one?
And I had no say in the offseason.
Did it frustrate you?
You could try to have conversations, but it's their life.
Did it frustrate you that what he was doing in that offseason could have a direct bearing on what your team did in the real season?
It did, but you hope that you can have influence on them, that they make the right decisions in the offseason.
Well, but you know they're not. It was Allen Iverson in True Fit. He was parking in handicap spot. What were the odds that he was going to do the right thing?
He got better.
And again, I can't say it's
Or you
it's
got more
Lane,
tolerant.
But, Rhea, did you not think Lane right away?
I did, but then when I read that they believe he got it outside of the complex.
Well, why do you think they said that, hoping you would deduce that?
I think that Doug probably told him where he was.
Was Lane Johnson even in the building?
Yeah, I don't know if Lane's been in the building.
Why would they allow him in the building? He could have been meeting with a coach who then met with another coach, or met with Doug.
But logically, why would they let
him? I don't know.
Well, it makes
Maybe he needed therapy.
Don't you think it would have come out already that he'd been in the building?
Here's what I could tell you. Here's why I know that I'm onto something.
What?
All right? Because there are two other Eagles who did come in contact with him. And are currently being quarantined.
Yeah.
Jordan Mailata and Nathan Gary.
Yeah.
So clearly he has potentially passed the virus on to somebody else.
But I didn't see anything about him being in the building.
Yeah, but they wouldn't allow him in the building.
Yeah.
All right, can I just get to a more central point, Billy? I haven't asked this yet. Why are people being this reckless?
They are very. It goes back to what I said last week. Invincibility. They think that it's not going to be me. And they see people.
And they don't do the math.
Yeah, they see other people getting it. So, I'm not going to get it because those people aren't doing the right things. And I just think people don't realize that you've got to wear the mask. You've got to wash your hands. All the things they say you got to do. It's like, why did some of these other states open so soon? Because they thought, well, we need our economy and it's not going to be as bad. And I just think the NBA was smart by putting the players in a bubble because they understood that those guys in hockey, I think they realized we've got to get this season the best
way
to control it.
Good.
Yeah, control the environment. Right. I think baseball was foolish what they're doing.
Yep.
And I don't think the NFL, no matter what, when you have that many guys, it just takes one guy to go outside and do something foolish and bring it back to the team.
And there's always somebody. When we get to the St. Louis Cardinals or what they were doing, it's the same story as the Marlins. Exact same story.
Yeah.
Not going to be me. But I asked Billy. Oh, I had this very intense conversation with Billy King a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Billy, let's say hypothetically Lane gave the virus to his coach. Directly, indirectly, they contact Trace, they find that out. Will he regret what he did in Dallas to have the summit?
Yeah, and I think he's probably already regretting it.
He is.
Yeah.
Because he raised the question.
Yeah.
By being that way and endangering two of his teammates from playing this year, he would say, I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, and
but there were stories in Dallas saying don't do it. He did it anyway.
But Ange, it's like these people, these young people that go to these parties and say, it's not going to be me. And all of a sudden, one of the kid died after going to a COVID party saying, well, we're going to have a COVID party. See who gets it first. Well, he got it. And I think he realized that was foolish.
All right, what impact does losing your coach for 2, 3, God knows how many weeks, no one knows how long this is going to take to play out, what impact does that have on your team? Oh, because if the Eagles have a slow start, you know where we're going to go first.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have Doug. You know, Deuce is fine. The other guys are fine, but they didn't have Doug. Doug is an inspiring coach. He's the best coach in this city. And Girardi's won a championship too, but Doug is the guy I'd pick every time.
And they also had to send the quarterback's coach home.
Yeah, Press Taylor had to go home, too, because
he
was in close contact with Doug. So what I'm saying is, what impact will this have on this season?
It depends on how long. I don't even know what the protocol is. I don't know the 2 weeks. It's 5 days for the Phillies.
Two positive tests.
Yeah.
Two negative tests.
So if they test every day.
But he just tested positive.
Yeah.
So he's going to have it in his system for 2 weeks.
But I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know their rules.
I don't either.
Because if it's 14 days. See, they can't do this. Whatever they do with him is going to affect the whole season. Yeah.
They have to do with everyone.
So if they're going to say 14 days, that's crazy.
Well, I could state at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, is this is not good.
Well, no.
Because it's not good.
Hold on, I'll put that in the update.
They bring me in here to make strong comments that make sense.
The only good
this is not good.
That's the line of the day right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
Bill. The only good part is it's now, and they now have two warning bells with Lane Johnson and the coach. So if you ever needed to be told how serious it is that you obey whatever parameters they have, you pretty well. The Eagles are pretty well there, and it's laid out for you.
And I know Doug Peterson well enough to know he washed his hands, he used the mask, he did all the right things. He still got it. Scary when you think of it that way. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a phenomenal show. We are shuffling our deck on the spot here. We should be here at Elliott Shore Parks. John Johnson, Jimmy Leiter has a new beard, Al. Brutal. And we've got Keith Jones from the Connecticut bubble, where he's reporting on the Toronto bubble.
World's safest
place. And obviously, already the people online, Flyers. Thank you, Flyers. The one good thing to happen this week. The Flyers. You're not going to believe this, Al. The coach got them ready to play. Isn't that great?
What a novel concept.
What a concept. Their coach got the team ready to play. The other guy, Billy, will get him later in the hour. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time 650.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.